what could go wrong did go wrong tonight, and the Buskers didn't seem like they really got off the bus.
Yeah, it was a really frustrating night, obviously. You know, disappointed in a lot of things, but don't want to take any credit away from Butler. I thought Butler County just came in. They inserted their foot and never took it out the entire night. Things went well for them. They had shots. They had a lot of energy. They played with a lot of effort. I mean, they flat out out-toughed us. You know, there's just no easy way to put it. We didn't show up, and we've talked about the last few days in practice. It's not showing up at Butler is the difference in being in the game and not giving your best effort and being in the game and losing by 30. We really just didn't show up. I didn't think we played with a lot of toughness, obviously. You talk about things going wrong. Mikel Chin getting in foul trouble early in the first half, early in the second half, picking up her fourth foul, just not playing very focused, not playing very smart top to bottom. I thought that there were some segments where we tried to play hard and we tried to show some grit and tried to show some toughness. You know, we're just at a point now where you've got 7 regular season games left. God has probably shut the door to the conference championship. But I do believe that when a door closes, another one opens. And, you know, there's still a region championship that we can work for. We still have a lot to practice for. We want to give ourselves the best seed possible. So we still got a lot left in the season. And after the game, you can't really go in there and scream and holler and, you know, really for what? You know, everybody's just got to look in the mirror and got to hold themselves accountable for today. And then you got to go to Monday and you got to kind of remember this taste in your mouth and you got to do something about it. And that's really the bottom line is, where do we go from here? You know, you're either going to get better from here or you're going to get worse. And we're in a situation where if we show up like that again on Wednesday, we'll get the same result, if not worse. And, you know, I don't believe that we're a bad basketball team. I thought we played very poorly today. Today's one of those days you look like you're poorly coached. You look like you have poor basketball players. And that's not really who we are.